hour two of the live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. We go, Mark is not holding on the line. We had somebody hanging on.
Oh.
All right. So you bring up whatever's on your mind. You know what? We just had Michael Badnarik on the phone with us. He's running in Texas as at one time he was the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate in 2004. Mm-hmm. He's now running for House of Representatives in Texas. I got a little bit of Texas news from the governor's race there, which is interesting because there's this guy named Kinky Friedman,
yeah,
who is running for governor in Texas. Now, have you ever heard of this guy before?
He's a comedian or like a comedic writer or something, is he not?
Apparently so. I'd never heard of Kinky Friedman before this election season.
I heard his name.
But the reason why I'm bringing this up is because Kinky is actually getting press attention.
Right.
Unlike every other third-party candidate, with the exception of Jesse Ventura. I mean, if you look at third-party candidates within the last 10 years, there's only a very few that stand out as individuals who had garnered enough media attention to actually win the race that they were in.
Right, and it seems to be that the common denominator is that person had reportability before they ran for office.
Exactly. As much as we'd like to see Michael Badnarik and the other Libertarian candidates out there, and there are a lot of Libertarian candidates, we'd love to see them getting equal treatment in the news, as they should. All third parties should get. Anybody who's qualified to be on the ballot should get equal treatment, as far as I'm concerned, from any news coverage organization that purports to be out there in the interest of the voters. But that isn't how it works. Only people with some sort of cred, street cred, or whatever, actually get it, like this guy, Kinky Friedman. And the article from ABC News, I mean, he made the top of ABCNews.com today.
Wow.
The article's talking about how there's a political showdown in Texas. Governor's race took an important turn as political outsider and country music entertainer Kinky Friedman joined the other candidates for a debate. Friedman's campaign has made the campaign of the more colorful and closely watched elections to watch this year. He says, ask not if you're proud of Texas, but ask if Texas is proud of you. Friday night, the challengers got their one chance to go face to face with the Republican Governor Rick Perry, and it was Friedman, the man in the black hat, who turned the debate into a Texas showdown. So like with Jesse Ventura, when you let these third party candidates into the debates, things get interesting. You don't get the usual back and forth between the Republican and Democrat. You actually get a third voice in there, somebody who can really bring in some new, fresh, crazy ideas. Like I believe he's for legalization or decriminalization of marijuana, for instance.
Right.
No, these are things that can really bring some interest to what is normally boring old politics.
You know, and it's, of course, the Republicans, Democrats don't want to see that happen because they have a system down for getting elected. You know, either way, we know that a Republican and Democrat or a Democrat are going to get elected. And it's a shame because it seems to be that what America gets out of that is a larger and larger government. It doesn't seem to matter who it is that who it is that gets elected, either Republican or the Democrat. They're going to grow the government because they have a good idea on how to solve this. Well, it's the same old people voting and the same old people not voting. When you put a third candidate in,
yep,
you get people that have never felt the opportunity to express
their opinion. Activating people. You're activating
right.
The silent majority.
If you want to get out the vote, let the third parties participate. But
they don't.
They don't want to get out the
nope.
vote. The last thing they want to do is get out the vote.
This
now,
man is
I'm a
dangerous
I'm a registered
to the status quo.
I'm a registered Republican, and I support third parties. I think that they're going to give competition to the two big parties.
Competition's a good thing.
And they're going to make the two big parties provide to the voters more what they want.
Right, and that's because a third party that is actually paid attention to usually will have some good ideas, especially in the case of the Libertarians, and therefore the Democrats and Republicans will find it in their interest to co-opt as many of those good ideas as possible. So by letting third-party candidates like Libertarians into the debates actually helps Republicans and Democrats move a little bit more in the more Libertarian direction. I'm not saying they're going to sign on board with the principle or anything like that, but it's definitely a good thing. Anyway, the reason I bring up Kinky Friedman, and he's a funny guy, by the way. I mean, the article goes on with some of his quotes. Apparently on stage, he said, "Look, I'm 61 years old, too young for Medicare and too old for women to care, but I care about what's happening to Texas." I mean, he seems like a really entertaining dude.
Mm-hmm.
And really, this is the secret Libertarian Party. I know it's good that we've got people running for office and everything, and that's great, and obviously you should support your local Libertarian candidates if you agree with their policies. But the real secret to getting a candidate to actually win, to have a real shot at getting coverage in the media, is to have a candidate with some sort of noteworthiness, some sort of celebrity. And this guy's not a huge celebrity. I don't know who Kinky Friedman is. He's got a funny name. But otherwise, I've never heard of the guy. Apparently, enough people have heard of him to make him noteworthy. And so that's why I am totally in support of, for instance, Doug Stanhope. Again, another comedian who may not be a household name, but he's got a big enough name to where there's a large following of people who already know who this guy is. Same thing with Kinky Friedman. Same thing with Jesse Ventura. I think if we can find principled Libertarian candidates that actually have somewhat of a name, then we can actually have somewhat of a chance at winning some elections. And I hope Kinky really turns out some votes down there in Texas. We'll, of course, let you know what happens with that. I believe we got Mark back on the line in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with, well, Ian and Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, this is Mark, not Mark, but I was wondering, Ian, do you have a shirt on right now?
No. Yes, actually I do.
Yes, actually I do. Oh, you do? None of us in this room do.
Say again? You're going to have to just get your thoughts out because there's an atrocious echo on the line.
All right, I'm just tired. Let's go.
Okay, bye. I love you.
Oh, okay. Bye now. What was all that about?
Very strange.
800-259-9231. All right, so we mentioned also last hour the Republicans and their so-called small government ways. In fact, Michael Badnarik brought up the Contract with America, which was supposedly entered in the mid-1990s, and the whole concept there was to minimize government to some extent, right?
Right. Didn't do it.
Apparently the extent was, like, in the negative extent, because they've made government so much larger since they've gotten in control, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Republicans have not come through on that whole contract with, did not come through on the whole Contract with America, and as a matter of fact, now that they're in charge of everything, they've gotten worse. They're worse than the Democrats.
And you're not just saying that.
No, I'm not saying it. There's the Washington Post is saying it, too. And that's a conservative paper.
Hmm.
The federal government keeps, from the Washington Post, Christopher Lee, staff writer, the federal government keeps getting bigger. The Republican Party's off-stated affinity for smaller government has not applied during the Bush administration.
Nope.
According to a recent study, not only has the number of federal civil servants on the rise, but so are the numbers of employees working for the government-funded contractors and for organizations that receive government grants.
Hmm.
Roll all those together and mix in the number of postal workers and military personnel on the federal payroll, and the true size of the federal government stands at 14.6 million employees.
Wow.
It's an incredible number.
Well, if there's only 300 million people in the country, and presume 50 million, let's presume 75 million of those 300 million are not eligible to work.
Meaning that they're either too old, too young, or don't have enough limbs.
So that's like, that's almost 7% of every working adult in America.
Is not producing anything.
Is a government agent.
Right, because a government agency does not produce anything. I want you to think about this for a second, and with the exception of the post office.
They produce hassles.
The government agencies don't produce anything. They regulate it.
As far as products and services go, certainly not.
No, they really don't do anything for the
they do
the
produce delays.
Yeah. And in the case of the post office, they do produce something. They move the mail from one place to another. But they do it subsidized by the American people, and I would really like to see it done privately. I think that that's the one mistake that our founding fathers made, or the concession that they made for their time frame that is now outdated. I mean, a company could provide the mail service for
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely. I'm sure there's more information on this big government Republican stuff. We're going to come back with it. 800-259-9231. And if you're somebody out there listening to the show and you consider yourself a Republican, and you consider yourself a Republican, right, Mark?
I do.
You really should pay attention to these numbers because they're stunning. This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free, archives included. So if you're one of our radio listeners, for instance, that only gets the show, unfortunately, on Saturday nights, like some of you do, you're missing out on the weekday show that we do. And it's all on our website, right there on the front page. Unlike those other talk shows that want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month to access their archives, we give them away. And not only do we just give away a week's worth of the show, we give it away for an entire year. Now, that's a lot of archives for a whole lot of zero. freetalklive.com will get you to it. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. We're going to continue here in a moment with this Washington Post article about how the Republicans aren't so small government after all. Now, are they? We'll get to it, but we're going to the phones first, to Danny in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Danny.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been a I'm 51 years old, and I've been a Republican since I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always my dream that the executive branch, the legislative branch, would be ran by Republicans, and I thought that would be it would solve every problem in the world. And
yeah, finally we were going to have smaller government. Finally, you were going to see what.
Finally, there were no more excuses, right? Because when it was the Republican House of Representatives during Bill Clinton, their excuse was, well, he'll just veto whenever we put it. He'll just veto. But now there's no excuses, right, Danny?
Exactly. And I hate to say it, but I'm hoping the Republicans get a shellacking this year so that the Republican Party will stop taking the conservative vote for granted, like the Democratic Party takes labor and the black vote for granted.
You know, unfortunately, I agree with you that I don't like what I see. But unfortunately, if for whatever reason the Democrats get the offices, which I suspect they will, it's not really going to do anything for what you and I hope to see, which is smaller government, right?
Well, granted, but I think that the Democrats will. The majority of Americans are conservative. And if the Democrats get it back, I think the legislatures and the executive branch will get a message that we screwed up, and when they come back in the following election, there will be an entirely new agenda.
I don't believe it for a second, and here's why. Danny, over the last several decades, and I've only been an adult for a little while, but from what I've paid attention to, it just seems to be that they just shift back and forth. Democrats get in charge, the Republicans get in charge. And you can guarantee that when the Democrats get in control again, if they do, by the way, the best possible outcome this year would be to return to gridlock, would be to get back to a point where, you know, it's like there's a Republican in the executive and then there's a, you know, 50-50 split in the House. It's just to the point where it'll be Democratic. That way they can't really get as much done. That would probably be the best thing that could happen. But even if the Democrats take control again, you're going to hear the Republicans all of a sudden shift back to their small government talking points, and they'll once again start standing up for what appears to be small government and attacking the Democrats for being big government, and it'll be the same thing as the 1990s all over again, and the Republican voters will fall for it again, just like they've fallen for it time after time. Oh, we're changing this time. This time it's for real. Oh, this time we're really for small government. Why would anybody believe them? Why?
Well, perhaps it's time for a third party, maybe the taken-for-granted party.
I'd like to suggest the Libertarian Party. They're a real third party. They really do exist, and they really are running real, principled, small government candidates.
Well, I seriously consider the Libertarian Party. In fact, I'm an elected official in a small town out here, and I'm coming up for re-election in the 2007 election cycle, and I'm seriously considering something that, you know, once was abhorrent to me, that switching from the Republican Party to Libertarian.
You know, it's probably one of the best ways for the Libertarians to get people into office is to, you know, disgruntled Republicans that just can't believe what their party's turned into, and that's how I feel.
And by the way, disgruntled Democrats as well. I mean, not only do Libertarians come from the Republican side of things, but they also come from the Democrat side, and a lot of Libertarians come from people who've never voted in their entire life because they just know that the Republicans and Democrats are a bunch of scammers, a bunch of people that are interested in politics. And what politics is about is rewarding your friends and punishing your enemies. That's all it is. It's just a bunch of power-mongering freaks getting in charge of the country. One side of the coin calls themselves Democrats. The other side calls themselves Republicans. In reality, what you have is two sides of the same big government party. And good luck, Danny, and congratulations on being in office, being elected to office. I hope that you have some effect in making your government there smaller. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Don in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, good evening. First of all, friends, don't let friends vote Republican.
Excuse me, Don. Quick question. Where are you calling from in Michigan? I didn't get that information.
Okay, Grant, Michigan.
Grant?
I'd like to address your Postal Service ideas.
Yeah.
I do not work for the Postal Service, but I did from 1984 to 1991.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
Are those the golden years?
Oh, it was. It was just wonderful. Anyway, I think you guys have got some misinformation or you haven't thought through the situation about eliminating the Postal Service as we know it.
Okay. Dear God, I'll bet you're wrong. I've spent a lot of time on it, but go ahead. Give me your best shot.
First of all, the U.S. Postal Service doesn't receive any U.S. government tax dollars anymore.
Can I rebut that?
That ended in the early 80s.
Can I rebut that right
sure.
now? Okay. How much do they pay for the land that their buildings sit on?
As far as I know, in the area that we live in here, the government leases buildings.
They do in some cases.
On 15, 20-year leases from private individuals.
They do in some cases. In a lot of cases, they'll build a building that they on land that they quote-unquote own, so they didn't pay anything for the land, and they didn't pay anything for the building. They just went to work in it.
Okay.
And what about the pensions? I mean, how are they paying the pensions? As I understood it, that was coming from taxpayer dollars.
Yeah.
My operating expenses, perhaps not, but pensions, I believe, are.
Well,
there's a lot of ways to pencil whoop the books.
But the other issue is trying to eliminate the Postal Service as we know it and let a private company run it. Here's the problem you run into that I don't think maybe you've considered. You take a high-volume area, high-density area, New York, Los Angeles, places like that. It's possible that they could drive down the rates that we pay for our postage. However, I feel, and the Postal Service has been established, to provide a level of service that's equal throughout the country. Now, if you live in New York City in a $5 million high-rise, or if you live on the Rosebud Indian Reservation where you've got one citizen per square mile, you can kind of see where that goes. You could adjust your costs down in New York. However, it would cost you $8, $9 to send a single letter out to an area like that.
So you're supporting communism?
No, I'm
like Red China...
People.
Communism.
Equal opportunities for all.
Equal opportunity? Those people on the Indian reservation have the equal opportunity to move to New York City and get their...
Fair, Mark.
It is absolutely fair. Yeah, there's no reason that I should have to pay in order for those people to have subsidized mail delivery.
Don, I want to bring you back. Hang on if you can. 800-259-9231. Don in the Grand Rapids area.
I didn't send their letter.
Listening on WTKG, you can take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. I think Don missed an important point. I didn't say I wanted a private company to take over the Postal Service at all. I want to get into that, the details here. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237 The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, as always, at 800-259-9231. That, again, is 1-800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where there's a wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com, over 850 pages created by listeners like you. In fact, you can go in there, register for free, and you can edit virtually anything that you see on the wiki. In fact, you can add to the wiki. Maybe you want to add a whole new section. Well, you can if you've got the time. wiki.freetalklive.com, like everything else at freetalklive.com, it is totally free.
Are you looking for some passionate political talk that doesn't sound like it was written by Flax from the Democrats or the Republicans? Check out Common Sense with Dan Carlin and see why he's popular with Free Talk Live listeners. It's loud, fast, and smart. Get the podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
All right, we're going back to Don in Michigan. Don, you're back on Free Talk Live. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am, and I'm loaded for bear.
Super. I'm gonna run something by you here, Don. I want to get your thoughts. Now, before in the last segment, you thought, I guess you sort of misinterpreted what we said, and we didn't really get into detail, so it's easily understandable how you did this. You thought that I was suggesting, or that we were suggesting, that the Postal Service be taken over by a private company. That's not at all what I was suggesting. What I would like to see happen is, and since you were a Postal Service bureaucrat for a while, you may be aware that the Postal Service actually has a government monopoly on all mail under a dollar. So first-class mail, nobody else can compete with the Postal Service. If Mark and I wanted to go and form our own business and get out there and deliver first-class mail, we would be prevented by law, by this law that's on the books that prevents anybody from competing with the Postal Service for under a dollar mail. So I'm proposing that we get rid of that law and allow private companies, say FedEx, UPS, DHL, all those guys, to jump into that game and bring competition to first-class mail as well. So let the Postal Service try to survive amongst a more competitive marketplace and get rid of their coercive monopoly. How do you feel about that?
I disagree with that because of the fact that the Postal Service has its problems, no doubt. However, we have never experienced, in my experience, a discontinuance of the mails. Whereas you take a private industry, they get out there, they get into it, they get over their heads, and all of a sudden, you know what? We can't make this work. There's piles of mail sitting who knows where, everywhere, And I think companies
like... Wait a minute. Like, have you ever shipped with UPS before?
Yes.
There's no piles of mail sitting around. They all have tracking numbers. I know exactly where my packages are. And if, for some reason, a package gets lost, there's an insurance policy. I don't get that with the Postal Service.
Have you ever sent a package for a dollar or less with UPS?
Yeah, I think you're being presumptuous in believing that they won't have any tracking for lower rate packages.
Well, the continuity of the mails is very important to places like Citibank and those who expect to get their payments and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, sure, they'd like to get it a little bit late so they can get a service charge, but they certainly don't want those payments lost.
Let me see if I understand you here. You believe that UPS and FedEx and DHL are more likely to lose mail than the USPS?
No, let me run this by you. While I was with the Postal Service in South Dakota, UPS went to the, and I don't remember the government agency, but probably the Interstate Commerce Commission, and they requested to drop service in West River, South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
The population is too sparse out there for them to make the profit that an organization like that has to make. They've got shareholders that they have to satisfy. The Postal Service doesn't have to satisfy shareholders. Therefore, they can keep their rates down and be, you know, more like a 501c or a whatever, non-profit. They just have to make enough
support...
to meet their expenses.
I understand that you support socialism in this aspect and that you expect me to support these other places in getting their mail delivered to them. But, you know, I didn't move out to Southwest River Bend, South Dakota, and I shouldn't have to pay in order to have mail delivered there. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, if it costs more to deliver a letter out there, then let them pay it. They decided to live out in the middle of nowhere. I didn't.
Right, and usually you're fairly, I mean, there's a lot of wealthy people that move out to the middle of nowhere because they can afford the land, they can afford a big piece of property. They can afford paying a little extra.
I mean, I live in a nice section of town. I live in a nice section of town. Do you think the rest of the people should have to pay in order that I live in a nice section of town?
Well, it's a little preposterous to think that all the farmers in South Dakota and all the other rural areas should move to New York City. Then who's going to grow the corn for our ethanol?
Gas out there? Do you think we should subsidize gasoline being delivered out to South Dakota? Or do you think that the market can handle that?
The market seems to be handling that.
Well, I think that the market can probably handle package delivery. This isn't magic, man. The post office doesn't pull rabbits out of its hat. Is all it is socialism. Disgusting, pink, communist tripe.
Okay. Obviously, I'm not a talk show host, so I can't rebut as fast as you guys do.
Yeah, it is difficult.
Well, we have kept you on here, Don. Did you have any final thoughts for us?
Actually... A guy I work with told me about your channel yesterday, and so I'm just amazed that I've listened to this thing for about a half an hour over a two-day period. I'm already talking to you guys, but keep up the good work.
Now, hold on
I'm
just
a little
second.
Surprised.
Wait, there's a difference between the station that you're on and the show that you're listening to. For instance, this show's nationally syndicated in, 20 or something different stations, but the station that you are listening to, you know, it's owned by Clear Channel, and it's, right there in Grand Rapids.
Okay.
So we're glad you're listening to the show. We're on every Saturday night there from 8 to 10, so join us again, Don, and we look forward to hearing from you in the future. Thank you for the call, sir. 800-259-9231. I want to kind of focus in on what he was talking about, this idea that for some reason... that the people who live out in the middle of the boonies deserve to have the mail delivered to them, and we all should have to pay for it. Now, I have no problem with, for instance, say, UPS. Let's imagine the world without the Postal Service. Poof! They're gone. Okay, now we've got different private companies competing to deliver whatever it is that needs to be delivered. And the people, the farmers, for instance, they do need to have mail delivery.
Junk mail. I mean, let's be clear that most of the stuff that's getting delivered out to these farmers is that same crap that you and I get in the mail, which is a bunch of coupons for pizza places and muffler places and carpet cleaners and all the rest of that stuff.
Right.
So I don't think I'm actually subsidizing the farmer's mail delivery. What I'm subsidizing is the delivery for these companies that want their pizzas and their mufflers and their, want to sell pizzas, mufflers, and carpet cleaning. That's what you're subsidizing is these companies. And they're the ones that use this stuff.
But what
most of the mail is either junk mail or
bills.
Now,
what about the bills?
So what? Look, your company needs to pay to send the bill to somebody. Plus the fact that the post office is antiquated. I don't pay my bills with stamps anymore. I go online to bankofamerica.com and I pay all my stuff. All I have to do is type in the address of where I want to send it. They send a check. They cut a check and send it within 2 days.
Also, let's also look into some other market, perhaps market-based solutions here. For instance, there are such things as private mailboxes. I have one of them. In fact, we have one of them for the show. It's not actually at the location we're doing the show. It's at a location where there's a bunch of private mailboxes.
Right.
They're called pack mails, UPS stores. You know, there's a variety of names for these places.
Mm-hmm.
Mailboxes, etc. They were bought up by a UPS store. Anyway, these farmers, for instance, could buy a private mailbox in the nearest town, wherever it is that the hub of wherever they go to go, for instance, Home Depot is not required to build next door to the farm for the convenience of the farm operator. But for some reason, the farm operator manages to go to Home Depot as often as he needs to get the stuff that he needs to operate his farm, right?
Sure he does.
So why can't we just do the same thing with mail delivery? Wherever the Home Depot is, wherever the Walmart is, wherever the center of commerce is near to the farm, there would also be, since there'd be a demand from the farmers and the other people living out in the boonies, there'd be a demand for this service. There would also be a pack mail or a UPS store, and the farmer could pay $10 a month or whatever it is. That's what it costs for one of these mailboxes, $8 to $13 a month, depending on the size of the box you want. And if it doesn't fit in the box, they hold it behind the counter. So it's not like you won't get things that aren't bigger. Anyway, so he pays $8 or $10 a month for a box. All of his mail's delivered to that box. I don't go and check the mailbox more than once a week. So he goes in once a week to do his weekly shopping at Walmart, his weekly shopping at Home Depot, and checks his mail. How radical is this? 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. More coming up, including LSD as a possible treatment for alcoholism? For real? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take it control.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die. With LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site's totally free, whether it be the archives, the live streaming, Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. Now, unlike those other talk shows that want to charge you money for their websites, we give it all away up front. Though we do ask that you return the favor by maybe buying some stuff. You know Amazon? They're the world's largest internet retailer. I mean, if you've shopped online, odds are good you've shopped at Amazon before. And if you haven't, well, you don't know what you're missing yet. So go to amazon.freetalklive.com and enter Amazon through that link. When you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, anything that you purchase at that point, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of. So you're going to do the shopping anyway. You're going to go get the latest, hottest DVDs and books and apparel, sporting goods, camping supplies. I mean, you name it. Furniture, they've got it. 35 categories of products for you to shop from. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Great prices. Free Super Saver shipping deals on a huge amount of their products. And the added bonus beyond it arriving at your door and you not having to do more than lift a few fingers is that it helps Free Talk Live.
And how much fun is it to get packages in the mail?
It really is.
Yeah.
I got one today. I got a new pair of headphones. So I'm so excited.
Yeah, that's really nice. They are
Amazon,
nice.
Amazon.freetalklive.com. All right. Back to the phones, to the fun. Bill in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Hey, Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, I just loved that last call. Most people are communists and don't even know it.
Yeah, it's
amazing.
It's something that they often people don't realize, but they, you know, it's whatever program they like, whatever subsidy that that it is that they want. They want to see the government out of their lives in whatever area they want to see them out, but they want to
But they're one exception,
you know,
or two exceptions.
And really, once you let the government in, they're just insidious. They get into everything.
And it's kind of funny using the term socialism and communism on the air and applying it to the individuals calling in, because it's like, they've never been called that before. They're shocked that somebody would make that suggestion.
Well, I said 20 years ago, I said, I'm living in a communist country. I made that statement 20 years ago, and people looked at me like I was crazy.
You're absolutely right. No, but not only is it a communist country, it's sort of a unique blend of communism and fascism, all at the same time.
Oh, I'd call it socialism and fascism.
Yeah, because socialism is a little more accurate. That's true.
Well, my question is, it's not a trick question, because I do not know the answer, and hopefully somebody out there in your radio land can call in and tell us how it started. But Henry Ford, when he drove his first car, he didn't have a license plate. I want to know how the government got us to pay for a license plate every year.
Wow, that's a great question.
I don't know the trick. You know, I don't know how they pulled that off, and perhaps somebody does, but I'll say I like the idea of cars having, you know, there's so many cars on the road, and if somebody's perpetrating a bank robbery, you want to be able to, or, you know, a hit-and-run accident or something like that, you want to be able to identify that car in some way more than, it was a teal minivan. you know, having a number on the front and back or just on the back, whatever, is a nice way to identify the vehicle. But how is it that they managed to say, well, you've got to keep your number up to date yearly with a little shiny sticker that we're going to charge you $40 for?
That's an excellent question. And if anybody was, I mean, I don't know, how long ago was this? When did license plates come into existence?
I'm going to guess it was even before the Federal Reserve started in 1913. I watched a documentary on the automobile and how they started building the first concrete roads and mm-hmm. this and that. I think it was as early as like 1910. Now, I could be wrong. But
yeah, for all I know, Henry Ford was involved. I mean, he was a major socialist, Henry Ford.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I don't really know much about him.
Now, here we go. History, Wikipedia. Yeah. License plates have been around almost as long as automobiles, appearing in the earliest period of the transition from the horse, 1890 to 1910. The Netherlands were the first to introduce a national license plate, first called a driving permit in 1898. The first licenses were simply plates with a number, starting at 1. By August 8th of 1899, the counter was at 168. When the Dutch chose a different way to number the plates, the last plate issued was 2065. In the U.S., where each state oversees plates, New York has required plates since 1901. At first, plates were not government issued in most American jurisdictions, and motorists were obliged to make their own. Massachusetts and West Virginia were the first states to issue plates in 1903. The earliest plates were made out of porcelain baked onto iron or simple ceramic with no backing. So they just started doing it, and there probably wasn't a lot of compliance back then. I mean, you wouldn't have had to really comply. I mean, there probably weren't cops back then, right? I mean, if there were, they were on horseback. So I don't know. I guess it's just over time, a few people did it, and then more and more people started falling in line like good little citizens. We follow orders. That's what we do.
Yeah, we all do. It's amazing I'm not afraid to have somebody come into my house and search. I'm not afraid for you to search my car, Mr. Officer, because I have nothing to hide. I hate it when somebody says that.
Oh, it's disgusting and despicable.
I'll just turn over my Fourth Amendment rights, you know, because nobody fought and died for them or anything.
That's right.
Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You know, what would we do without Wikipedia at this point?
Yeah,
right?
Wikipedia is so awesome.
It's very useful.
I got some show prep out of Wikipedia just today. It's great. I mean, you can learn so much by just fishing around
and
on Wikipedia.
And it's all stuff that people created.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing. Hey, LSD for alcoholism, according to scienceblog.com, for the past 5 years, Dr. Erica Dyke has been unearthing some intriguing facts relating to a group of pioneering psychiatrists who worked in Canada in the 50s and 60s. Among other things, the University of Alberta History of Medicine professor has found records of the psychiatrist's research that indicate a single dose of the hallucinogenic drug LSD provided in a clinical and nurturing environment can be an effective treatment for alcoholism. Her findings have been published in the journal Social History of Medicine. After perceiving similarities in the experiences of people on LSD and people going through delirium tremens, the psychiatrists undertook a series of experiments. They noted that delirium tremens, also known as DTs, often marked a rock bottom or turning point in the behavior of alcoholics. And they felt that LSD might be able to trigger such a turnaround without actually engendering the painful physical effects associated with DT. So the suggestion meaning being that if somebody is an alcoholic and they're on their way just towards rock bottom and they're falling fast, the idea was to, well, let's see if we can interrupt this process, give them a little bit of LSD in this nice nurturing environment, and maybe they'll not ever have to hit rock bottom. They can turn back around. Well, according to this, they were correct. Quote, the LSD somehow gave these people experiences that psychologically took them outside of themselves and allowed them to see their own unhealthy behavior more objectively, and then determined to change it, according to the researcher, who said they're published in private papers and recently interviewed some of the patients involved in the original studies, many of whom had not had a sip of alcohol since their single LSD experience 40 years earlier.
Wow, that's incredible.
According to one study conducted in 1962, 65% of the alcoholics in the experiment stopped drinking for at least a year and a half, which was the duration of the study, after taking one dose of LSD.
You know, if you think that the drug war is so great, and the drug war is so important, that it's so important that we have drugs illegal like LSD, because people can get a hold of them, children can get them, what about the stickers? Because these things are so important. Are you willing to stand in the face of these people here that were cured of their alcoholism 40 years ago? Mm-hmm. Are you willing to stand in front of their face and say, look, I don't care about your problem, your disease, your alcoholism. It's not worth it. Sorry. You're going to have to suffer through. This stuff has to be illegal.
Right. Not only are you standing in the face of these individuals, but you're also standing in the face of all of the other people with whatever problems that we haven't been able to determine whether or not drugs like LSD, MDMA, marijuana, other drugs like that could be effective with. There have been studies that have shown that MDMA, the active, that's what ecstasy is. Ecstasy is the street name for MDMA. There have been studies that have been done without, they're not official studies. They've sort of been done quietly because you can't do these studies up front and out loud. Psychologists have been doing this. They've been administering MDMA to patients with severe trauma, like, you know, being molested by their uncle, that sort of thing, like really sick stuff in their past. And people who have sort of blocked out, you know, put up a big brick wall behind in front of all their problems and just sort of walled it off and shut it all in, and they've found that using MDMA as a therapeutic drug has also allowed people to loosen up, to talk about these experiences, these tremendously life-changing experiences that they've had, traumatic experiences, which normally they would never want to think or talk about. The MDMA allows them to sort of come out of their shell and really explore the problems that this tragic, whatever the tragic occurrence was, had created for their lives. Again, this is just one example of one area where these drugs might be very, very helpful in helping people get better. But the DEA and the government says, no, you can't do any sort of experimentation with these drugs. Well, no, we can't have this. That might encourage people. That might make people believe that drugs aren't all bad. And maybe it's true that drugs aren't all bad. And maybe a lot of it really has been government propaganda.
They certainly haven't managed to get rid of the drugs. It seems like we've got more of them.
We do, as a matter of fact.
Then what the hell's the point of this?
1-800-259-9231. Maybe you could explain the point behind the war on drugs. Hour 3's coming up. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.